This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. It's been one of those harvests that went smoothly overall, but gave us a clear look at any shortcomings we had this year. Early planting conditions looked ideal, but as the summer wore on, humidity, storms, and disease pressures really started to challenge fields across the state. Now that the combines are wrapping up, it's time to take a step back and look at what we learned this year and how we can build a stronger plan heading into next year. We'll have more right after this.
Your local radio station brings you the pulse of your community. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network adds specialized ag content to help farmers make informed decisions. From county fairs to national ag news, we're here to tell the story of agriculture to everyone who needs to hear it. Together, we deliver a blend of local community and ag industry-focused information that rural Iowa relies on every day. This message from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Across northwest Iowa, DeKalb and Asgrow technical agronomist Jim McDermott says the season was full of contrasts. Fields that looked picture-perfect in early June had a very different story by late July, as changing weather patterns and disease pressure shaped the final outcome. He says it was a reminder that when things start right, we can still see conditions turn quickly. And that's where good agronomic decisions really start to pay off.
One of those growing seasons early on that was almost ideal, and the planting season went well. Good moisture as far as May and June and even into July. And then things kind of started to turn, and we had a lot of different things that hit us, including wind storms and a lot of moisture and high humidities. And, you know, I think those things, especially the latter half of July and into August, ended up dictating what we saw for yield results.
The sudden shift in weather also created the perfect setup for one of the biggest problems we faced this year. Southern rust showed up across much of the region and served as a strong reminder of how quickly disease can move when conditions line up perfectly.
Yeah, with the conditions that we had, the environment we had the latter half of the summer, really brought on a lot of diseases, particularly southern rust, fairly widespread this year. You know, that's something that we need to look at as far as management for next year. We don't know whether we're going to have it since it does not overwinter. They have to have green living tissue to overwinter on. So we'll have to be scouting and looking at a lot of the models next summer to see if we'll have that problem. I do think, we are learned this year that we need to be more aggressive in managing that. You know, if we do have the right conditions, that high humidity and those higher temperatures in the 80s, we really want to look at maybe higher rates of fungicide or even two applications of fungicide.
McDermott says it's not about chasing every threat, but about being ready with solid scouting and management plans. He adds that hybrid selection also played a major role in how well certain fields held up as the growing season turned the corner toward fall.
You know, I think some of the trends over the last few years has been to push maturities a little fuller season. And there's been reasons for that. Really, we've seen some yield responses with some full season products. But also, I think this year we sure learned that spreading out that risk by having a wide range of maturities certainly helps you.
Looking ahead to next year, McDermott says farmers should focus on spreading maturities to manage risk and look for hybrids that fit their specific needs. He also pointed to new DeKalb products that performed well this year, along with innovations that are already showing promise for the future.
But some of the exciting things coming, and one would be Preceon Smart Corn System. We actually have had some of this. This would be the short statured corn that's about 30% shorter than the conventional tall hybrids. We've taken a look at this. It certainly has looked good, especially where there's been wind, which always seems to blow in Iowa, and very good standability with some of these short statured hybrids.
We've got more from this featured conversation online at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.